So what we would like to do now is to take you on a meditation. So get yourself comfortable. Set it up to where maybe you can reduce the lighting a little bit, or you can just get very cozy and comfortable. But be careful, don't get your head so comfortable, you know, lying back or this way or that way, that you're going to wander off to sleep. Because this is a conscious ritual you need to be present for. And, of course, the good news is that even if you should fall asleep, you're going to get the link to this, that you can, in the future, go through this again and make sure that you're awake and in conscious choice throughout this meditation. So get yourself comfortable into a position to where you can stay the longest, where you don't have to move if you can help it. You know, that if you can get yourself in a place of balance where you can stay still, that really works well. And close your eyes and imagine a curtain, a dark curtain just brought across your eyes. And then when this dark curtain and your eyes are closing and the curtain and it just this darkness comes upon you, sense it as a call to relax, to rest, to go deeper, to go quiet, go within, into your private personal space, your own personal space. And you float there in the midst of your personal space, the light being, the spark that you are, surrounded by the body and your biofield and your energy field, an aura filled with light and colors moving. So find that center. Seek that source of consciousness. Seek that source of awareness inside yourself. There may be a space or a point which seems to be a part of your point of consciousness, a point of your awakeness, your awareness. And go there. Pay attention there. For many people, it'll be third eye. But it can also be heart center as well. It can be throat. But let yourself go to center. Tell your body you're going to take a journey and to relax, that you will pay sweet attention to it once you come back from this meditation. You'll take good care of it, so that it can be quiet and not nag you or try to call you into doing stuff for it, like scratching itches or going to the bathroom or whatever. Just let yourself just drop into the quiet in the center. And now breathe. Breathe the relaxation breath that tells your body you're safe and takes you into the rest and digest mode, the parasympathetic nervous system mode of relaxation. You breathe in normally, and when you breathe out, you just let it go. Just drop. Don't push the air out. Don't hiss it out. Some people like to go, now, this is not a specific yogic breath technique. You don't do one nostril and then the other. You don't, and there's no technique with this except just breathing. Just letting it drop. And when it drops, you drop your chest too. You just, all the tension in your chest, you just let it drop. You let your shoulders, the tension in your shoulders drop. You let the tension in your torso drop, arms, legs, head. Just let it all just drop. And it may just feel like a wave just falling down by your feet. Just with every exhale. Your feet are relaxed. Your eyes are relaxed and closed, just gently closed. Breathing this relaxation breath. So let yourself just feel that you're drifting now. You're drifting through a starry sky, so relaxed, so easy. It could be a nighttime starry sky, like you're used to seeing. Or it could be a daytime sky with stars sparkling in it. There are skies like that in the astral plane. So let yourself just drift through the starry sky. Just feel yourself floating along just so easily, so effortlessly. And all those sparkly stars surround you, all around you. And you can feel from them. You can feel consciousness. You can feel love. You feel safe, as if all these stars are beings who love you, beings who are watching over you, beings who are witnessing you and caring about you. Because they are. They're your friends. You have so many friends, so many who love you, so many of your guides, helpers who are with you. Just let them be with you. Let yourself be with them. Let yourself float and bask in the love and safety that they give you. Feel totally safe, totally easy. It's like you've been here thousands of times. Actually, you have. You used to go here sometimes at night when you were a child. You would sleep, you would go through the starry sky. Someone wrote about it. You heard about winking, blinking, and nod? A children's poem, but based on reality. Let yourself drift. And some of these stars move from their position, and they come to a point above you together to form a ball of stars, radiating out spokes of light in every direction. This ball of stars is the way we show ourselves. It's the way we come to you, the closest to form that we do have. And we send a beam of light down to you. It makes its way down to you. Perhaps it's a shimmery, beautiful light of your favorite color. Or maybe it flows like a river of light. It comes to you and it touches the top of your head. Oh, and it does pour over you. It just comes over you and it comes over your shoulders, fills up your head and your neck and your shoulders and arms and torso and legs, feet, until you're totally surrounded in this light. Let us love you. Let us support you on this journey. Let us help you free yourself from the ego facade, from the demands, from the prison that your destructive ego has put you. To free your identity to be more of who you really are, your authentic self. And now we're just going to take you a little ways. Just let yourself just keep floating with this light around you. Oh, so nice. And now let yourself feel you've landed somewhere very gently. You're on the earth somewhere. You don't see through all the light, but it just feels, okay, I've landed. And now your inner eyes open and blinks through the light, which like the cloud just kind of absorbs into the atmosphere. And you look around, and you're in a beautiful place in nature. It's not only a beautiful place, but you can feel and sense that it's a sacred place. It is a place where beings have come over millennia to free themselves, to heal themselves, to uplift themselves, to transform themselves in spiritual ritual. And you're here at this very special place. Lovely. The part of nature that you love the most is present, whether it's the ocean, mountains, forests, wide grasslands with big sky, or whatever. Whatever landscape is the most beautiful and most sacred for you, it is here, and you are here with it. There is a flat area that you're on, sitting on the edge of. And in the center of this flat area, which may be about 20, 30 feet, 10 meters, something like that wide at the most, just sense this space. And that within this space, it's like there's a circle of energy there. Within this space, there's a feeling of great safety, and you're on this edge of it, edge of this circle. And so in your mental self, in your meditative body, you get up and you walk to the center. Now, normally there would be an altar there. But what happens is that there appears to you a full-length mirror just shows up on a stand. It's there. And you stand there and voila, there you see yourself standing looking in the mirror. You look in the mirror at yourself. Notice what your mind is looking at. What does your mind see looking at yourself in the mirror? Does it point out your beauty, your power, your flaws, supposed flaws, your demerits? Are you seeing what you think other people see when they see you? Are you seeing yourself as you would like for yourself to be? Or are you seeing the darker side of yourself? The critical side? What are you seeing there in your reflection? Standing there, facing you. Do you like it? Is that a winner standing there? Or a loser? Is that a rebel? What's the brand? What's the identity that it holds, that it shows? because this is your facade. This is how you want the world to see you, how you see yourself, how you perceive your image. Is it truthful? Is it, I hope that people can overlook this little ugly detail, my ears or my nose or whatever, or my body shape, or my lack of musculature, whatever. This is your ego facade, your destructive ego's facade now. Pay more attention to it. You're not just looking at a reflection of your body, your, as you see your physical body. You're beginning to see that this is the facade you've hid behind, or tried to, that you've tried to tweak and fix and repair and tried to imagine how it could come across well to other people. It may not be even the physical image, it may be the attitude that you would hold, that this facade holds, this attitude of success or always being spiritual, the attitude of being better than others, even. It's a trap, you know. It's time to release it. It's time to free you from this trap. It's been a trap, it's been a prison for years. And you've done a lot of work on it. It's not nearly as toxic as it was years ago. Because of your work, because of your consciousness expansion. But it's still here, hanging out in your sacred place. It's still here, hanging out in your subconscious mind and your unconscious mind, holding you to some kind of deep, consistent limitation. That on a day-to-day, mundane, conscious level, you are not even aware of. So now, step into the mirror. Step into that facade and be your ego facade. Step into it. Feel it. Feel the stress, the tension of upholding the facade. Feel the stress of trying hard to be someone that others approve of and others will validate. Acknowledge that you had to do this to survive. You had to do this. You had to give up your authentic self. For one thing, you didn't really know, or you weren't authoritative, you weren't secure in the knowledge of who your authentic self was at the time. You believed your destructive ego, that you were this weakling who had to survive, to hide. You had to hide and protect yourself from the world. And this was your cover that said, no, I'm not afraid. I'm being a good person. I'm okay. Really, 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 please see me, I'm okay. Now, yes, you put it on at puberty. And you've cleaned out a lot of it. But let's let the rest of it go now, shall we? Thank yourself for having made that decision. Thank that 10 or 11-year-old or 12-year-old, whoever it was. Thank that self for having put together the facade, because if you hadn't had the facade, you may not have made it. You could have been so devastated by trauma, you could never have functioned. Some people go off the deep end. It was a survival choice. So thank yourself for doing that. It was the best you could do, considering what you knew at the time, with the tools you had. And forgive yourself for the choice you made to be untrue to yourself. Forgive yourself. Yeah, you can forgive yourself. Let yourself off the hook. You don't have to keep paying a price. You chose to be inauthentic, and you chose to do good behavior. You chose to try and be the person other people wanted you to be. Forgive yourself. You held on to it perhaps way too long, but hey, everyone has their own pace, their own schedule. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Let yourself go. Let yourself be okay now. Thank yourself for figuring it out as a strategy, but you no longer need it, so forgive yourself for holding on to it so long. Feel the entrapment in the prison it is. Feel the tension, the tightness, feel the pressure, feel the sharpness of it. Feel how the destructive ego is the enforcer of this as your presentation to the world. When you wanted to be authentic, the destructive ego would come to you and scare you about all the dangers of the world, all the potential rejection, humiliation, the suffering, the exclusion, the loneliness. It would threaten you. No, you must rush back into your facade and make it look even better. Come on, you can do it. The pressure of perfection, the pressure of achievement, the pressure from your destructive ego is relentless and endless. Feel the rage about the unfairness of this lifting up within you. This is not right. You've been gaslit by your destructive ego. You've been shamed by your ego. You've been trapped in this prison of identity by your destructive ego. All the while thinking that this destructive ego was speaking truth, that it was you, that you were the one who knew. Feel this rage like a heat now coming up, 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 and you say, no, 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 and you break free, you shatter the mirror, the glass, you burst out of it, spraying pieces of the mirror all over the place. Glittering, they fall to the ground. You're out of the mirror. As you step forth, by your choice, by your conscious, willful choice, you are now you. You're not your ego. You're not your facade. You're you, the self. Stand there for a moment, feeling the freedom. Breathe deeply. You have room. You can stretch. You can grow. You can become more. You can expand. You're so held in such a tight, tight space. Ah, oh, so nice to feel free. And so just relax for a minute. Just standing there, just feel you. Free of all the superimpositions, free of everything. Just feel you now. the honest you. Feel yourself you. Feel the freed you. Breathe with relief now. It's over. Go to your center again now for a moment. And as you do so, you feel a few seconds of peace, calm, quiet. And then you hear some noises. You hear noises in front of you. And you open your mental eyes and you look and go, oh, instead of the mirror in front of you, it's your destructive ego, very upset over what you have done now, and very frightened, very weak, very childish, very angry. It's not a full, your full height. It's shorter than you, like a child, and it's very upset. And it's kind of stomping there, looking at you like, oh. But you see, when you are in you, ego cannot do anything to you. You are in your will. You made conscious choice as a willed, conscious being. That's a context of power. And your destructive ego can't get you when you're in your power. It's only when you give your power away to it that it can manipulate you and torture you. So it's angry that it has lost its victim. It can no longer be the perpetrator. So it's furious at you. But it can't do anything. It just can stew. It can just spark and act out. So instead of you taking any kind of violent action against it or parental type, you know, punishment of it or anything like that, instead you say, look, I'm sorry. Destructive ego, I see you. I hear you. I'm sorry. I apologize for having shamed you in the beginning, for having created this whole issue, for having made you the bad guy. I'm sorry I gave you burdens you could not carry. I'm sorry I forced you to create a story, a narrative. I forced you to even live my life for me. And I'm sorry about that. I apologize. I will no longer do that for you, to you. And I forgive you now for all the pain and suffering you've caused me, for all the manipulation, the dark mind talk you send me, the lies, the endless, useless explanations and rationales that didn't clarify anything, that didn't help at all. I forgive you for demanding perfection, for demanding certainty, for demanding commitment to you, for demanding drama. I forgive you for sabotaging me, for resisting my nature, for pretending you were my only friend. I forgive you for teaching me all these games and helping me play games and run negative agendas. You did what you had to, and I apologize again for that, and I forgive you. Here. Let me take off your burdens. Let me remove from you the pressure to be in charge of everything all the time, to be defensive, insecure, and continuously building up this facade identity when you could never, ever do it good enough. And with that, you walk over to it and you just kind of grab energetically around it and just lift off this kind of dark matter from this beastie, this destructive ego. You just lift it off, and as you lift it off and you send it into the light, there's like light above, you just send it into the sky, it just dissolves. And as that happens, this destructive ego shrinks down into a very small little elemental looking being. It's looking scared and very insignificant. It's scared you're going to do something to it. But instead, you reach down, and it's only a few inches high. You pick it up. It's light. You pick it up and cradle it in your hands. And you look it eye to eye. And you say, you know, you deserve love too. I now choose to love you. And as you do that, you look around and you call. You call your guides. You call your team. Where are you? Ah, the team was there all the time, kind of in the background, smiling. Now they come forth. You holding the ego in your hands. And them standing now in witness in a circle around you. You nod to one of them, one of your helpers, one of your guides. It's your guardian angel. And, or it could be your higher self, or another absolutely beautiful, friendly, loving being. And you give this ego over to them. Give that to them. Here. Love it. Restore it. And they take it and they hold it to their chest. And this ego, seeing that it's not going to be destroyed, punished, and blown apart violently or anything, starts to relax a little bit. It starts to have hope. It starts to relax. And as that goes on, you'll look over, you notice that coming with your guides and friends, that there's some children, at least two children. There's the two-year-old who made the choice to stay as an individual being in this lifetime. And then there's the 10-year-old who received the ego narrative. Maybe it was 11, but we're just that one. And a vision of the future, that limited vision with the path into the world, the twisted path into the world. That one was resigned to the lesser path and took on that story. That's the one who then developed the facade. Go to these two, and to the 2-year-old, reach down, hug it, hold it, thank it. Thank you. Thank you. It's you who made the painful choice of going it alone. Thank you. I love you. I forgive you. And then you turn to the 10-year-old and you hug it and you love it. It saw its dreams and visions cramped and reduced before it even had a chance to get out there in the world and fulfill them. And you say, I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. I love you. You're okay. It's going to be okay now. And you give these two children over to other loving guides who take them off to play and to be free children, not to carry the burdens of the world or anything there. Now, there may be other younger selves who have participated along the way in the whole ego creation and the facade creation. And so if there are, then you go to them and you touch them and say, I love you and please forgive me. I thank you for what you had to do. And loving beings take them as well. And behind where the children were, you see a crumpled figure on the ground, a little heap. And you recognize it. Oh, this is This is the positive ego. This is what was left behind when the destructive ego emerged. It's been hiding all this time. You can hardly even see where, what part is what part. It's all wrapped, it's all covered up, and it's all hiding in a little ball there. It's part of you, this little one. And you feel tremendous compassion for you. You go to the positive ego and gently touch it and say, here, here, little one, hello. You can come back now from your hiding. The ogre you has gone, and there's no more stress. You're safe. It's all safe to come out now. You can come on out now. You can be what you're meant to become. You're okay, really. And it peeks out, looks at you. Really? Yes, really. It unfolds itself tentatively to see that it's safe to come out, looks around. Open your arms and sweep it up into your arms. Hold it and tell it, all the scary stuff is over. You're okay. You can resume your beautiful work with me in this lifetime. It looks about to make sure that the destructive ego is not there anymore, and then brightens. It smiles. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, it says enthusiastically. So what do you want me to get you? What do you want me to bring you? Yeah, you laugh. All right, bring me a little magic, some fun thing, a little fun thing to happen tomorrow. Okay, it says, and it runs off on its mission. Now, a little fun thing. There's no charge here. It's a little fun thing. If it doesn't happen, no big deal. Don't hold any charge over it. Oh gosh, now tomorrow I'm going to have to really be, keep my eyes peeled for whatever this fun thing is. No, let it be, let it come, let it come. But you can feel a little bubbly happiness now. And you feel ready to embrace your future. And as you think that, you look up to the side, up perhaps to the right a little bit, is a big rock. You didn't notice it before. And there's stairs, rock stairs, that go up, maybe about 20, 22 stairs, up this big stone. And you feel called. Oh, I've got to go there, for sure. Your guides part and let you walk to those stairs, those steps, and go up the steps. And as you go up each step, you feel lighter, freer, happier. You feel more you. This feels great. You feel more truth of yourself. You feel freer, more empowered. You feel a sense of more value and love in yourself. You feel more authentic. And when you reach the top, you're amazed to see that you're looking now all over the world, and the world is spread out beneath you. And here we come to you, a little ball of stars, a little ball of light to speak to you, because we have for you your new context. We have for you the new vibrational foundation of your spiritual path, of your life, of your evolutionary being that you are. It's the speech. And as you stand there, we say, all right. Bring these beliefs and knowings into you and expand yourself to own them. Allow yourself to experience them in your life. This is your new context, the truth. This is truth for you. Dear one, by honoring the divine within you, know that you can feel safe and protected by your guides and spiritual team, safe on your spiritual path, a journey that is all about you fulfilling your potential as God in action yourself. This is your mission, your great work. The universe loves you. You are loved by your universe. The universe supports you at every step of your soul journey. You are safe. Allow yourself to accept that. This reality was created precisely for you. It is yours, your playing field that you have chosen, a free will-based reality. In it, you can choose to create realities you like. It is reflecting the true you, showing you exactly what you need at just the right time so that you can become the God self you are. You are here to enjoy yourself and to transcend the small you as you expand consciousness to become the divine you. This reality is set up to have your very best interest at heart in every moment and in every way. Your reality is your friend. Life is a gift. Everything is a gift. There's no competition because there's enough love and success for everyone. There's nothing to earn. There's nothing you have to prove. Your true self's identity is based on your capacity to love. So love. Not for what you can get or earn, but to love. Receiving great things is natural and normal for you as a light being, having a human physical plane existence. You are safe. You can be seen now. You are safe while being seen, safe while being heard. You can speak out. You can speak your truth. You can be yourself now all time. You're okay. You are fine. All of you, every bit of you. You are loved regardless of your level of success, your level of health, your body shape, or any other manifestation in your physical plane. You're valuable and worthy because you're a radiant, brilliant, light being whose very nature is divine. You are loved completely and totally all the time. You are accepted in every way. And your team is walking by you, by the side. With every step, they accompany you. You are not alone. They want you to have what you want. Trust them. Now feel gratitude for this wonderful life you are given, for this life you are living, this magical, miraculous life, a gift to you from God, Goddess, all that is. Thank God, Goddess, all that is, and your team, and feel gratitude for the universe that is continuing to love you, support you, and be your friend forever. There's silence now, a moment of silence, as you hold the speech to you, hold it in your heart. Filled with love for yourself, you step up to the edge of the rock so that if anyone was down there looking up, they would see you. And suddenly you realize that all of humanity is down there below looking up at you, waiting to listen. Have love and compassion for them. Forgive any who have rejected you or those who are bringing and send love to those who are bringing this mission of consciousness into the world like you. Forgive those who have hurt, other emissaries of light like yourself who are holding nations and cultures hostage to the destructive ego, to the dark masculine and feminine. Forgive them. Speak. Tell them you love them. Tell them what you want them to know about you. Full in your being, speak. You're visible, safe, powerful, free, and loved. Speak your message, whatever it is, right now. Now, as you speak your message to the world, send love. Send love from your heart center out to them. Send them just humongous amounts of love. It just amazes you how much love you have to send out there. Just love. Send love. Send love out there to everyone out there in the world. And you can sense how you're sending the love out, and then there's a place where this love exits in a way or emerges beyond your personal space boundary. It's easy to love. The destructive ego is not holding you captive within your ego boundary. You can freely send this energy of love out beyond your ego boundary, out to the world, and touch everybody in the world with this light, with your love. See all it touching, everyone touching the light touching everyone. See the connections everywhere, like little sparkles all over the world. You touch these billions of people all over the world with light, with love. And they respond. And they send back love to you. You see little bubbles and sparkles of light coming your way from all over the world below. All these sparkles of love and light come back to you, come back, they come inside your ego boundary, into your personal space, they come to your heart. They come to you, to your body, to your heart, to your biofield, to your aura. They come and they fill up your aura with love. This, dear one, is the mirror in action. You send out love, you receive love. No distortions of ego, out or in, free, easy. It's not overwhelming. It's absolutely glorious. It feels wonderful. It is safe for you to receive love from everybody on the planet. And then you notice that your team is up there on the rock with you, crowding in, surrounding you. And you send your love to them. Beautiful showers of love from your heart to all of them. They're smiling, ready to celebrate. So they send you love. You can feel love coming to you. It's like you're in experience being in the center of a huge funnel of love. Receive love. Come on, you can let it in. There's no judgment. There's no limitation. Let yourself relax. Let yourself receive now. Receive the love of the divine. receive it. And there's so much of it that you no longer can see any distinction between you and them. Blend and merge. God, God, it's all that is, your team, us, we're here. We're all together becoming one right now. Let us just become one with you. You don't disappear. You're still you, the unique you. But you're still one with all of us. Give yourself a moment of bliss. Just let yourself receive it. Come on, drink it up, drink it up. Let it go within you into all the depths, into your conscious mind, subconscious mind, healing all your patterns, into the unconscious mind, healing all your beliefs, all the limiting beliefs, all the cultural and collective limitations, dark masculine and feminine. Just let the love just drench it all. Let it just dissolve all the darkness. Feel free. You're okay. You're worthy. You're good enough. You're lovable. And you're loved. You're safe. Yes. Yes. Now let yourself gently pay attention to your unique individual self, distinguishing it from this whole sea of love around you, but still surrounded by your team and those who love you. But in front of you now, you can see 20, 30 feet away, 9, 10 meters, stands your future self, the you to come, radiant, shining, happy and freer than ever, healthier, enjoying more love, magic and miracles, success, and fulfilling your missions on earth in an absolutely creative, celebratory way. Your future self is enjoying oneness, love. Standing there, luminous, shining, looking at you with love. Connect with your future self. Feel a beam of light from you, your heart to theirs, from their heart to you. Feel the connection. Lock it in. Love to the future, future to the present, love. Feel alive. Feel authentic. The future calls a new future, a positive context, safe ego, love and happiness. And you're on your way. It is done. And so now you let yourself imprint in you this feeling, imprint this sense of unity and oneness and harmony, this bliss. Imprint it in your memory. Remember it. And bring it back. Bring it back to your body sitting there in meditation, so patiently waiting for you, we hope. Bring your attention back into your body. Feeling your body, feeling your space, physical space. Maybe just kind of touching your body a little bit just to say, hello, I'm back. And bringing that beautiful energy back with you, knowing that you can remember it at any time. So if you want, one of the things you can do with these is to just do this meditation over a few times, just to reinforce. And remember, every day, to remember who you are, and to remember that you're the authority, you're you, and your ego is your servant, a part of you that is friendly. Your universe is friendly. Remember the contexts. Perhaps you might even want to take down the speech, write it out. Remember, hold this frequency, hold this context, and from here you can manifest your dreams. We have so enjoyed working with you. It has been such a pleasure. Such powerful work you have done today. We look forward to any time in the future when we can work with you again. And until then, we surround you with our love and our support. Farewell.